Last week was the 60th anniversary of the liberation of German concentration camps. Commentator Michael Kress looks to the African continent and wonders what Holocaust remembrances should mean today.
The Holocaust has appropriately become a central part of America's cultural consciousness. We watch movies like Schindler's List, read books like The Diary of Anne Frank, and teach about the Holocaust in our classrooms and lecture halls. Jewish or non-Jewish, we all say never again. But as we cry over that tragedy and mourn its losses, there is inescapably a certain comfort in watching Holocaust films and studying it in school. In doing so, we assure ourselves subconsciously that that was the worst humanity had to offer. We continue to congratulate ourselves on being better, and we don't imagine that hell can revisit us. Yet in recent years, we've witnessed ethnic slaughter in Bosnia, Rwanda, Sudan, place names that many of us would know nothing about, except that they give lie to our collective promise of never again. Practically in Germany's backyard, Bosnia gave us the chilling phrase ethnic cleansing, as one ethnic group massacred another between 1992 and 95. In Rwanda, 100 days of chaos left nearly a million people dead. That was in 1994, only 1 year after the film Schindler's List put the Holocaust front and center in American public discourse. And today, in the Darfur region of Sudan, it's happening all over again. Innocent civilians driven from their homes, raped and killed. And the inescapable truth is, we all know, or should know, what's happening. We have done little to halt the killings, which are chronicled on our evening news and in our morning newspapers. We've said never again, but I'm not sure we really mean it. So I have a suggestion. For a short time, let's not even mention the Holocaust. That will remove any excuse we may have to feel smugly that we are better than those who allowed 6 million Jews to die in the gas chambers and crematoria of Nazi Germany. Instead, let's mourn the Holocaust and explore that tragedy by talking about the places where the bodies of genocide's victims are hardly even cold. Anytime we are going to engage in some act of memorializing the Holocaust, let's instead discuss what's happening in 2005. Let's honor the 6 million Jewish victims by remembering the millions who've died in genocide since then, and remembering that we, all of us, bear some of the responsibility for allowing them to die. Let's renew our commitment to never again, and then let's make that vow true by turning our rage to Darfur and stopping the killings there, or wherever else genocide may occur in the future. Because, ultimately, there's one message that we dare not ignore from our Holocaust films, books, classes, and museums, that humans, not just those with Nazi uniforms, have an unbelievable capacity for cruelty and violence, and it takes more than memory and sorrow to ensure never again.
Michael Kress is a writer in Boston and editor-in-chief of the website myjewishlearning.com.